Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Sometimes, when federal law enforcement agencies investigate crimes, they unwittingly target the informants or undercover agents of other agencies. This season is one of those stories. A simmering alphabet soup with the DEA, the CIA, and the FBI all mixed up in the same case. Also, as a warning, this show includes uncensored undercover recordings that contain explicit language. It is intended for adult audiences.
It took a long time to meet you.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Thank you for coming. How you been?
Welcome to the meeting.
Hi.
How are you? How are you?
Good.
Okay, this is for you. I didn't know you were coming.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank
you. Give it to my wife.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Good.
This may sound like small talk, but what you're hearing is an illegal arms deal.
A little wine.
It's December 2014, and two Romanian men are in a hotel room in the country of Montenegro. They're meeting with three Colombians. The Romanians are named Flavio Georgescu and Christian Ventilla, and they've arranged for the Colombians to buy millions of dollars in weapons and ammunition. Anti-aircraft cannons, rocket-propelled grenades, and assault rifles.
Yeah, I show him the contract. I was pushing to sign the contract.
This is Flavio. And yeah, even illegal arms deals use contracts. Anyway, Flavio's got his paperwork together, but he's stressed.
Christian was trying to show him things on his laptop, some specifications, some anything, but for me, it's just to put his signature and just leave me alone, because I want to get out and that's it. I'm done.
Flavio is at the finish line. He'd brokered the whole deal. All he needs now is to close with a signature from one of the Colombians. But the Colombians, they're stalling. They've told Flavio they represent the FARC, the Colombian paramilitary group that, as this is happening, is a U.S.-designated foreign terrorist organization. That's a big deal. It's what makes this an illegal arms deal. Also a big deal, the Romanians were explicitly told that the weapons would be used to shoot down American helicopters. The lead Colombian is a wide-bellied, brash man with a bellowing voice. And he says he's not signing. Not yet.
No, before he signed it, he said, I have to talk with my people.
The Colombian says he needs final approval from his superiors. And he and his two associates step out of the hotel room. Then, agents with the United States Drug Enforcement Administration burst through the door, guns drawn.
You are under arrest and the VA handcuffs me and I said, let me talk with you. Let me use the bathroom.
And this is where things get interesting. Flavio, handcuffed, motions with his head to one of the DEA agents. The agent walks with Flavio into the bathroom. They're crowded together in the small room. Flavio looks directly at the agent and motions for him to step closer. In a soft voice, Flavio tells him, I work for the CIA.
When I said, I collect this intel for CIA, just call them.
I'm Trevor Aronson from Western Sound and iHeart Podcasts. This is Alphabet Boys. Each season of Alphabet Boys, we bring you into the world of America's alphabet agencies, including the FBI, CIA, DEA, and ATF. Using secret undercover recordings, we take you deep inside a federal investigation. We dive into cases that raise a common question. Are federal agents and their informants catching bad guys or creating them? In season one, we went to Denver, where FBI agents investigated racial justice activists during the summer of 2020.
If you're trying to implicate that I'm a fucking snitch, check this out. Three things I ain't: a punk, I ain't a bitch, and I ain't a fucking snitch.
In that case, the FBI's informant, Mickey Windecker, tried desperately to preserve his cover after he was accused of being an informant.
You should ask who the real fucking punk or bitch is, or who the real fucking snitch is.
But now we have a very different story, with some very different federal agents. In this season, the guy working with the feds isn't trying to hold on to his cover. He's trying to expose it, to reveal himself as a government agent in order to save himself.
In my mind, that time was, okay, as soon as I'm going to reach United States, CIA, they were going to give me all the documents and shows everything what I did.
Flavio Georgescu, a Romanian-American businessman, is arrested by the DEA and tells those agents that he's collecting intelligence for the CIA.
Step by step, not even one step aside of the line. I didn't took money, I didn't jeopardize nobody's life, and I delivered everything which I promised in that.
But who is this guy, Flavio? Who is he really?
When I land, there's Flavio in a suit. It's like, follow me.
Is he a CIA operative?
And he slams down his badge and my passport, and they just stamp it, and we walk to the next window. And I'm like, something's going on here.
Yeah, call Flavio, man. I got the whole fucking government on my ass.
Is he an international arms dealer?
I don't understand. Say it again?
Call Flavio ASAP. I got the whole fucking Romanian government on my ass right now because they think I'm bullshitting.
Or maybe Flavio is something entirely different.
I see movies with arm dealers on TV, but hold on, I have to learn, I have to create a mindset, okay, I'm going there for CIA, but I'm gonna die.
This is Alphabet Boys, Season 2, Up in Arms. Episode 1, I Work for the CIA.
Have a prepaid call. You will not be charged for this call. This call is from
Flavio Georgescu,
an inmate at a federal prison.
Hi, Flavio.
Hello. Good morning, Mr. Aronson.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. I'm so sorry. I didn't realize that this 202 number was you this whole time. Sorry about that.
It's not a problem.
It's August 2020, and Flavio and I are talking for the first time. He'd been trying to call me, and I had mistakenly ignored his calls.
Normally, when I try to make new friends or to meet somebody in my life, I don't call them from prison. I wait for this call for probably the last almost 6 years. In December, it'll be 6 years.
In case you haven't figured it out yet, let me tell you. Flavio was arrested, convicted, and imprisoned for what happened in Montenegro, even though he told U.S. officials that he was working for the CIA. I get a lot of calls, emails, and texts from people claiming to have been railroaded by the government. they read my articles or hear my podcasts about how federal law enforcement runs very questionable sting operations. And they hope I'll cover their very questionable cases. Most of the time, there's no there there. But Flavio's different. I first heard of Flavio Georgescu in 2015. His arrest for allegedly brokering a $17 million arms deal for the FARC in Colombia stood out to me. The deal included some serious weapons: anti-aircraft cannons, RPGs, assault rifles, the kind that cause misery and destruction in the world's more desperate corners. I wrote about Flavio's case during his trial, and after being sent to prison, Flavio started reading my previous work.
What I was trying to talk with you, you study all those cases, and I realized that, and I know how much work you put and how much time. What I see...
This call is from a federal prison.
What I see right now, after that much work, you didn't achieve anything because you didn't make a change.
Ouch. Okay, Flavio, go on.
But my case is the same like everybody else, because the government uses a template, and the way they approach people based on trust, based on temptation, based on different ingredients, everybody on all the cases which you study, they bite the bait. They get tempted, whatever, they get played, whatever was the situation.
He's not wrong. In many of these federal cases involving stings, the target of the sting moves forward and tries to, or does, commit the crime. Think of post-9/11 terrorism stings. A government agent gives a bomb to the target, and the target tries to detonate it, not knowing the weapon is fake. Or here's another example. In 2013, FBI undercover agents helped a white supremacist build a radiological device. That's the technical term for what he thought he was building: a homemade death ray.
84,000 watts. So all 4,000 to this machine, and I can put 4,000 to that machine, but that doesn't translate to more juice coming out of your head.
No, it will not. It will not.
And then, once the supposed death ray was built, federal agents rushed in, guns drawn. Flavio is trying to tell me that his case started like that, but he didn't fall into the trap.
Myself, I didn't let myself to be played. I didn't let myself to touch the bait. My case is so unique based on the facts and based on the evidence.
Flavio says he wasn't an arms dealer. He never was. He was the CIA's guy. And he got tangled in a web of federal agencies, each with its own agenda. None of those agendas included him.
I was convicted for no reason. And having my case compared with the 1,000 cases which you review them, all of them, my case is the one which you're going to clear your work and we're going to put you in this country, in the place which you deserve to be. You was the only one. That's why I'm so impressed about your work and everything, because you was the only one to address the cause. You was the only one to point the finger on the confidential sources and confidential informants.
He's the good guy in all this, Flavio says. And he insists there's no ambiguity about any of it. He was working with the CIA the whole time. But in the end, he was hung out to dry. Flavio maintains that he's innocent, completely innocent.
First, I want to clear my name, because us Romanians, we are very proud people, and I don't deserve to be labeled as a false terrorist for the rest of my life. I cannot do that. I prefer to die. Just put me to sleep and that's it.
Flavio wants me to tell his story, and if I agree, he promises to tell me everything.
There's so much to talking. We need probably, I don't know, hours and hours. The way you write, I want to be with you and start with you the journey which I start in this life. I want to start to choose from 2000.
That beep sound, it means the call is about to end. Federal inmates can only talk on the phone for 15 minutes at a time.
When I was arrested from Montenegro and take you with me everywhere and you document everything and yeah, we're going to be a change. Right now we're going to get, I have only 15 minutes. I can call you back in 40 minutes and you tell me your opinion and we start from there.
Okay, great. I'll be here. I'll look for your call.
Talk to you soon. Thank you.
This would be the first of many calls between us. More after the break.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
This call is from
Flavio Georgescu,
an inmate at a federal prison.
This may seem pretty obvious to say now, but when Flavio calls me back 40 minutes later, I tell Flavio that I'll do a story. I tell him that I want to figure out the truth. But I also tell him that I'm a journalist. I'll investigate a story, and I'll report what I find out. And he may not like everything I discover. So, where do I start? To understand Flavio and why he might have done the things he says he did, it's important to understand the world he grew up in, communist Romania. During the Cold War, Romania was unique. It was part of the Eastern Bloc, but never officially part of the Soviet Union. Cold War era Romania was dominated not by Moscow, but by a single man, Nicolae Ceaușescu.
României socialiste, doresc în primul rând să vă adresez.
Ceaușescu was a dictator who held onto power for a quarter of a century through a massive police state, brutal repression, and mass surveillance. He used the assets of the state to fund an opulent lifestyle. His bathrooms were adorned in real gold, even as many Romanians lived in poverty.
Ceaușescu and his family extended their reach to every facet of Romanian life. The secret police have terrified people for years. Dissidents have been exiled or simply killed.
Ceaușescu's secret police, known as the Securitate, were all-powerful. Those who spoke out against the government could be pulled from their beds in the middle of the night and thrown in horrible prisons, never to be heard from again.
Privileged positions. He held power through the ruthless repression of the people by means of his security forces, a network of police and spies said to number 1 in 10 of the population. Amongst them was one very...
Flavio's parents were both geologists, and his father worked for the state mining company. Flavio was their only child.
And he was in charge to... They make a drill in the ground, they put dynamite inside, And when they detonate that thing, they record the seismic movement. And if they see it's like an X-ray, they see if it's oil inside or gas or whatever.
Flavio's father worked with explosives, so the secret police kept a particularly close eye on him.
That means we were so searching our house by the secret police and cops and everything, and we were terrified all the time because my father never do anything wrong.
Flavio's dad would even have to watch how much he drank during meals on the weekend.
In Romania, we drink when you start to eat the main course. You drink homemade plums, like a brandy, okay? Or a little glass, but he was stopping Saturday because Monday he was going back to work, and if anything happened wrong and they find alcohol in his blood, he was going to jail for his life.
The Securitate was an all-consuming concern for Flavio and his parents. It affected every part of their lives.
Let me tell you something else. You know, I was growing up, if you go to, in the summer, we was having a vacation and we go to the Black Sea. If you having a long hair, the cops, they will stop you.
Ceausescu's agents would keep hair clippers on hand. They'd shave an X into the back of any long-haired man's head.
If you have any jeans, okay, the cops, they was having scissors in the pocket and they was cutting your jeans and your jacket because the jeans comes from the West, from cowboys. And if you don't have cows, why do you have to wear jeans? Actually, so many crazy things.
Throughout all this, Flavio says he dreamed of another place. As a child in the 1980s, he was completely enamored with the idea of the United States. A few friends showed him how he could illegally listen to American broadcasts on his radio. Networks like Radio Free Europe and Voice of America were then, and continue to be, U.S. government-funded projects, a form of propaganda intended to seduce listeners with American and Western ideas. Things like open societies, a free press, unrestricted expression, and rock and roll.
Which gives you the music, the insights with the politics and everything.
And Flavio fell for it. He'd tune in as often as he could. But one night, Flavio's dad discovered him listening to the American broadcasts. He was horrified.
He catched me one time, listen to that one. He didn't beat me up because they never hit me one time, my mom or my dad, but I got so much theory and explained to me the risk and everything to listen to that radio, I give up listening radio for the rest of my life.
But then, everything changed.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
In the late 80s, the Iron Curtain fell. Revolutions erupted in Eastern Europe. And Romania's was the bloodiest. Thousands of people were killed. Ceausescu finally fell when the military turned against him. Thousands poured into the streets of the capital, Bucharest, chanting the national anthem as it had been written before Ceausescu took power. Ceausescu and his wife were suddenly stripped of power and arrested. Just before Christmas, 1989, they were both executed.
The deposed Romanian leader, President Ceausescu, and his wife have been executed. State television tonight announced a military tribunal found them guilty of genocide and undermining the national...
Following the revolution, Romania began a decades-long process of political and economic reforms. Flavio is a natural talker. It can be hard to get him to stop talking, honestly.
That was not a red flag for me, but was the disrespect. Was put some bitter taste in my mouth.
You don't see me who I am.
He visit his father and he grow up.
Everything, like his friend in Romania.
Right now they are multi-billionaires and everything. And he comes to visit. And he was staying in my house for a few days.
And he excelled at building relationships in Romania. As Romania started changing, he went to work. at an exclusive hotel in Bucharest. He became known as a guy who could get things done, who could get guests whatever they desired in the city, acting as a kind of fixer. But Romania wasn't changing as quickly as Flavio would have liked, and he still dreamed of living in America. Flavio had a cousin in Las Vegas who was running a gym, so he applied for a visa and arrived in the United States in the late 1990s. Flavio went to Vegas, initially to work for his cousin.
Myself, I was fascinated about the shows. I was so excited about the Hoover Dam. Rented those jet ski all day long. Was beautiful. And what I loved so much was the people. You see, Vegas, it is a place which everybody's happy. Nobody cries, nobody's sad. Even they lose money, they win money, they are happy.
Flavio had several odd jobs during those initial years in the United States. But Flavio built relationships all around town, just as he had done in Bucharest years earlier. And Flavio established a transnational reputation too. If a wealthy Romanian was flying into Las Vegas for a good time, Flavio was the go-to contact. He would arrange just about anything. Shopping trips, exclusive access to casinos and restaurants, whatever could be bought with money in Las Vegas. Which is, well, everything. Flavio's clients would fly to Las Vegas, find an obscenely expensive car, take it for a test drive, and then buy it. Flavio was responsible for finding a way to get the car from Las Vegas to Romania.
I was shipping things, cars, to Europe all the time, and somebody said, it is a Romanian guy in LA.
And that's how Flavio would make a connection that would prove life-changing. Andy Georgescu ran a shipping company in Los Angeles that prided itself on discretion. Andy didn't ask a whole lot of questions about his cargo.
Then I met him, and I said, he's Romanian, we have the same last name.
Flavio and Andy aren't related. Georgescu is the most common surname in Romania. It'd be like two unrelated Smiths being friends in the United States. Flavio was initially skeptical of Andy and his shipping company. But over the years, he shipped a lot of cars with Andy.
First of all, I don't want to get affiliated with people which I don't know what they do. Those cars are expensive cars and has to be taken care of in a specific way and with insurance, with everything. Small companies, they cannot offer those things. So no, give him a chance. I said, okay, give him a chance.
The two Georgescus made a lot of money together. They were both hustlers, Romanian immigrants who had made it in the United States. Their common heritage created such a strong bond that they'd met each other's parents back in the home country. Flavio had even visited Andy's ill father when he was in the hospital in Romania. And one day, in 2012, Andy has an idea. A new way for them to make money. A lot of money. He tells Flavio he knows a Colombian looking for a way to buy millions of dollars in weapons. Just a cut of that, a commission, would mean a big payday. So Andy tells the Colombian that he knows a guy who can make stuff happen, maybe even an arms deal. That's after the break.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Listen, this is my plan. We have talked a lot. We have tried to do things here and there. And at this point, I do want to see you. Let's see if we can regroup a little bit.
This is Juan, the brash Colombian with the bellowing voice. The guy who was in the hotel room with Flavio just before he was arrested by the DEA. And if there's a turning point in Flavio's story, the place where, if this were a movie, the dramatic music starts low and slow, it's probably this phone call. The call happens on February 19th, 2014.
I want to come to LA maybe next week.
Okay.
All right?
That sounds like a plan.
For at least 2 years, this guy Juan has been talking to Andy Georgescu, Flavio's friend in Los Angeles, who runs the shipping company. Juan and Andy have talked about a lot of stuff. They talked about a potential drug deal for cocaine, using the code word pink stuff. They talked about a money laundering contact in Hong Kong, and they've talked about their romantic relationships. But now, Juan is asking Andy to put together something much bigger, a deal to sell military-grade weapons to the FARC, the Colombian paramilitary group. At the time, FARC is officially a terrorist organization, according to the U.S. government. Juan tells Andy he's a representative of the FARC. This didn't come out of the blue. Juan first brought up the possibility of a weapons deal to Andy in 2012, and Andy told Juan that he knows people who make things happen. But by the time of this call in 2014, nothing has materialized. It's all just a bunch of talk. And Juan is frustrated. Really frustrated. So frustrated, he's going to visit Andy in Los Angeles to get things going.
And maybe we can go to lunch?
Okay.
All right, and see what we can put together, especially back on in your home country, or on that area, for that matter.
By home country, Juan means Romania. He thinks Andy can put together a weapons deal in Romania.
All right, brother. I call you next week, and we'll talk in person. All right?
All right.
All right, see you then. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Preceding phone call at 9:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the U.S. on the 19th of February 2014 via Skype to Andy Georgescu.
What Andy doesn't know is Juan's recording their phone calls. And the next month, on March 4th, 2014, Juan's in Los Angeles. He's made arrangements for Andy to pick him up near the airport.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hey.
Hey, I'm here at the budget rent-a-car of Century, like behind the or across from the Marriott Hotel. Can you meet me here? Okay.
I'll meet you there, but I mean about half an hour because I'm just leaving my house.
Please try to do a half an hour because I need to check in at the airport.
Okay.
All right, thank you. All right. Bye-bye. I called to Andy at 11 a.m. March 4th, 2014. Andy Georgescu.
Andy picks up Juan, and they meet to discuss a possible arms deal. The global arms market is enormous, worth more than $100 $1 billion annually. Much of this trade is legitimate and perfectly legal. Weapon sales to government entities, all done in accordance with international regulations. But illegal sales, also known as arms trafficking, are estimated to be worth $1 billion annually. Brokers, or middlemen, are commonly involved in weapons deals of all kinds. They connect the buyers, usually foreign governments, with the sellers, usually arms manufacturers, and collect a big commission. But some of these brokers and manufacturers will sell both legally and illegally. Illegal sales are often conducted with a veneer of legitimacy. An illegal buyer, with the help of a broker, obtains documents that specify a different destination for the weapons than the intended destination. That's often how black market arms deals work. They end up looking kind of gray, making it difficult to hold arms traffickers and their enablers accountable.
¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien, ¿y tú?
Todo bien.
Anyway, back to Andy and Juan.
¿Cómo está María Magdalena? How's María Magdalena?
By María Magdalena, Juan is referring to Andy's girlfriend.
Muy bienito.
Muy linda. Yeah. What's going on?
How you doing?
Good. Hey, I never got your email, but I got you never.
No, I didn't send it because I'm waiting for he didn't get back to me on paper. He got back to me verbally.
Andy assures Juan that he has contacts who can broker an arms deal. He just needs a list of the weapons that Juan wants to buy.
So I just need to rectify some things with him and so I can put it down.
Okay, find out when we can meet at the place that I told you we can meet, at the M place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You and whoever you have, and myself,
correct.
And I can plan and go shopping.
Definitely on that, because I need to explain exactly how the payment is going to work and stuff like that.
Well, this is it. We're going to meet there, and once we agree that you can have two of these, two of that, and two of the other ones, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I'll bring the money. I'll give you the money right there.
No, correct. That's what I'm saying. So I can explain to them and, you know, we all can sit down and discuss it. And I don't want them to see too many faces and, you know, stuff like that.
That's fine. Whatever you call the shots.
No, you. Just you. I mean, nothing. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. Just me. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's all.
I got the people on the standby and they will make the phones available for the stuff, RPs and all that, okay?
That's fine.
All right.
Okay.
So I wait to hear from you, all right?
We'll finalize it this weekend. It should be done.
Great, brother. All right, take care. Say hello to María Magdalena.
I will.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Maria. Looking forward. Bye. Take care, bye.
I will. Bye.
All right. Call at 11:16 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the U.S. to Angie Georgescu. Today's day is Thursday, March 6, 2014.
What Juan doesn't know is that Andy is talking to Flavio. And Flavio is the one Andy believes is going to put together the arms deal for Juan. Andy expects to get a cut of whatever deal comes from this. When Andy says,
"He didn't get back to me on paper. He got back to me verbally."
He's referring to Flavio. Andy had called Flavio in April 2012 and asked him if he could put together the arms deal. Flavio said maybe he could. But there's something that neither Juan nor Andy knows about. Right after Andy first called Flavio about the arms deal, Flavio calls someone else. The Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA. And the CIA? They were recording their calls too.
Good afternoon. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Flavio, and I have information for you, and I want to be in touch with one of your agency over here in Romania, where I know you have an office in Austria.
That's in the next episode. This is Up in Arms, Season 2 of Alphabet Boys. Alphabet Boys is a production of Western Sound and iHeart Podcasts. The show is reported, written, and hosted by me, Trevor Aronson. For more information about this series, or to drop us a tip, head to our website, alphabetboys.xyz. You can contact me on Twitter or Instagram at Trevor Aronson. The show's Instagram is alphabetboys.pod. If you're enjoying Alphabet Boys, tell your friends about the show. Personal recommendations are the best recommendations. And if you want to see an illegal arms deal from the inside, again, it's alphabetboys.xyz. You'll find undercover recordings and documents related to Flavio's case. Finally, you can help us ride the algorithms by leaving a rating or review on your favorite podcast app. That helps other people find us. And thanks for listening.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.